That's Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is Total Information AM on KMOX. Well, you may have heard its powerful whistle around town. The Union Pacific Big Boy spent the night at Union Station as it continues its national tour. And Stuart McMillan is our big boy reporter. How are you, Stuart?
Big boy.
Live from Union Station, checking out that massive engine. What does it look like?
Oh, it's incredible. You know, it's nearly half a football field long, sitting here at Union Station pulling Union Pacific cars on its way to DeSoto today. They're kind of moving it back and forth, getting into position to get it ready for its trip. And there's tons of people here watching on as they see this very large locomotive that's been around since about the 40s and been on a lot of trips. Actually, I'm standing next to Dave. He is a train engineer at the zoo, and he's coming here to appreciate the big boy. What do you appreciate most about the big boy there, Dave?
Oh, it's an awesome sight.
You can hear it.
Awesome. You gotta love that
love
whistle.
It.
Yeah, 132 feet long, weighs 1.5 million pounds. It's the largest only working steam locomotive in the world. It's an impressive sight, and the ingenuity and the mechanical to get all that stuff to work, it's just incredible. The power, strength, and if you like mechanical stuff in trains, this is the place to be.
You got to catch it. And so it's heading down to DeSoto today. How would you feel driving this train compared to what you drive at the zoo? What would you feel driving this thing? Huh?
Pretty overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Pretty overwhelmed. Yeah, the zoo train, you can at least see what's ahead of you. Here, you're like 100 feet back from the nose to even see where you're going.
You really got to look out, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, and there's another big boy that's here in town at the National Transportation Museum, but there's nothing like seeing it actually in action.
Right, yeah. Seeing all the steam coming off, hearing the whistle, you're seeing the gears, the trucks driving the wheels. Yeah, it's different than just seeing it just when it's ice cold, you know, and it's not doing anything. And just looking in the control panel, you can see how high tech it is. They've got probably GPS and all kind of electronic controls and things in there that, you know, weren't there back in the 40s when it was built. But yeah,
they're cheating a little bit, but that's okay. We've got to keep it running. We got to keep it going.
We've got to keep it safe, keep it running. Yeah. Yeah, there was a spot there where you could see the fire in the firebox. There's a little hole. You could see the orange flame in there. And, yeah, that's just amazing. Steam built and moved this country for a long time. It's pretty impressive.
It's amazing just to see American ingenuity in person.
Yeah, at its best.
Yeah,
and it doesn't go out of style. I mean, you know, we have plastic and all that stuff today, but this is pure raw iron and steel and heat and muscle to pull heavy, heavy, heavy loads long distances.
Dave, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Yeah, you too. Dave Schmidt, he's a train driver, train engineer with the St. Louis Zoo, hanging out here with many, many other people getting ready to see the big boy off in action and heading down to DeSoto. It's got a big trip to get to Colorado. That doesn't happen until the beginning of October. But it's quite a sight to see. Just like Dave said, you know, we're talking about American ingenuity. You can see it in person just by looking at the big boy and its power. And you can hear the whistle there, couldn't you, Tom?
Oh, that was very loud. There was no missing it. But real quickly,
you can feel it in your chest.
Before we let you go, Stuart, if for people who are now curious and want to see it, when's it supposed to leave Union Station today? Do you know?
Yes, probably in the next 5 minutes, it's going to leave Union Station. It will head through Kimswick at some point, and then down to DeSoto. They're going to do a whistle stop there and oil the train. That's at about 11 o'clock, and that'll depart at 11:30 from DeSoto. So it's leaving Union Station here at about 8:30, and then getting to DeSoto about 11 o'clock this morning.
That's awesome! Wow, Stuart, appreciate it very much. Thanks for the visit.
Thanks, guys. See you.